Welcome. You are listening to a recording provided by Voice Republic at httpvoicerepublic.com.
Thanks for tuning in to A Girl's Guide on Air here on the Bachelorette Radio Network.
Today's sponsor is Audible.com, a leading provider of spoken audio entertainment and information. Listen to audiobooks whenever and wherever you want. Get a free book when you sign up for a 30-day free trial at audiblepodcast.com/backtous. That is audiblepodcast.com/BACK2US.
Hi, and welcome to Season 2 of A Girl's Guide on Air. This is our segment that we call Podcasting for Change. These are 30-minute interviews with people who are living their passion and changing the world as they go. The questions are focused on their personal journey to living their life fueled by their passion. We hope that you enjoy this segment, and please, share us with your friends. Let us know that you're listening. If you're on Twitter or on Facebook, you can use the hashtag Podcasting for Change. That is podcasting, the number 4, change. Enjoy the show. Hello and welcome to AGG on Air, and welcome to our segment that we call Podcasting for Change. I'm your host, Michelle A. Dalvest, and today my guest is Dr. Anise Mabry, the founder and executive producer of Back to Us Radio. I chose Anise as a guest because she is the embodiment of what Podcasting for Change is. She saw a need, put a plan into action, and she is changing the world as she goes along. And she happens to be another podcaster and my work wife, but we'll talk about that a little later. So welcome, Anise. I am beyond happy to have you here with me today.
Thank you for letting me be the first guest, Michelle. We've been working together for a very long time, but I've never been a guest on your show. You've never interviewed me.
I know. What is wrong with me? I think this is the new, with the new format that we're doing this season, I could not think of a better way to open the season than to interview the woman who provides the space for me to do what I do. So thank you for that. Anise, I could read your bio, I can go over your accolades, but, everybody does that when they interview you. I like to hear, in my guest's own words, to tell my listeners who you are and what you do and why you are so passionate about what you do.
Oh, my goodness. Who am I? I am a former dean of graduate studies for one of the largest for-profit universities in America. I am a mom of a daughter with a mental illness and a son with a learning disability. Mm. I'm a homeschooling mama. And what makes me passionate about what I do is simply my children. Creating a better world for them to live in, creating more tools for advocacy options and awareness and empowerment for parents like me. And, that's who I am, what I do, and why I do it, really.
So for those who don't know what Back to Us Radio is or have heard of it but maybe don't know the full scope of what it is, can you tell us a little bit about Back to Us Radio?
Oh, my goodness. Well, once upon a time, there was a little woman, and she was pushing her shopping cart. No, just kidding. But really, that's kind of how it almost happened. I was literally pushing my shopping cart through Whole Foods on a Monday morning, and I got a call from my daughter's school, and the school said, come pick her up, never bring her back, this isn't working for us. Now, keep in mind, this is 9 weeks before the school year ends, and they're telling me that my child can't come to school. So, I it's like I quickly have to transition out of mother role into educator / advocate / problem solver role and figure all of this out, and it's like I had no time to do it. So I was so upset, and, as I'm trying to figure all of this out, I thought about all of the parents who have children with special needs who get calls like this all the time. And, so I picked up the phone, and my next call was actually to my best friend, Sharon. And I said, Sharon, you're not going to believe what just happened. And, so we talked about it, and she goes, oh, you're going to make a Facebook post about this. I was like, no. I said, I want to go bigger than a Facebook post because I'm known for writing very long dissertation-like Facebook posts. And You're laughing because you've been the recipient of some of those long dissertation Facebook posts.
I have.
So I said, no, Sharon, I want to do a radio show about this. And she's like, a radio show? She's like, okay, what do we know about radio? And I said, well, I got a bachelor's in it about 20 years ago. And she's like, okay, but we don't even know how to get started. And I said, it's okay, we'll figure it out. I said, Sharon, I have 5 master's degrees and 2 PhDs. I can figure out how to do a radio show. She's
right.
Like, okay. Yeah. and, you know, and those who know me know that I will research the wax off of a candle. So.
Yes. Yes, you will.
Oh.
Go ahead.
Oh, okay. So we started this radio show with, you know, really just the two of us. And, you know, Sharon doesn't like to commit to anything. So Sharon says to me, well, okay, we're going to do this radio show, but we're only doing it for 1 month, Anise. We're going to do 1 month. You can do a show, and I'll do a show. And I said, okay, 1 month. If you just give me 1 month and let me get this all out of my system. And she's like, well, what are we going to call it? And, I mean, literally, we were sitting at a restaurant in Conyers, and I said, you know, we got to figure out some way to get all of this back to the people who need it the most. We've got to give back to us. And she goes, that's the name. Mm. She's like, that's the name of our show, Back to Us. I was like, yeah. So we go on air. The first month that we are on air, I do a show on adolescent mental illness. And, you know, just giving parents kind of the bird's eye overview of what happens once you are in the system and, you know, how to find your voice in all of the chaos of the, I call it the Alice in Wonderland type rabbit holes that you get caught in because none of the resources are connected and nobody connects the dots for you. You just kind of have to figure it out and do it on your own. So we do our first show. And, you know, we're like, okay, you know, that was interesting. It was stressful. It was fun. It was all of these things. And then the next month we do, the next show we do is DOMA, which was the Defense of Marriage Act, which was very near and dear to Sharon because she had just lost her wife to breast cancer. And she had, you know, because Georgia didn't recognize their marriage, they lost a lot of protections in, you know, in dealing with the aftermath of the loss. So, it, you know, that we did. We came out hitting with two very emotional shows, and so you know. So the next month, Sharon goes, "Okay, so we're done now, right?" I was like, "Yeah, I guess we're done." And Sharon's like, "Well, how many listeners did we even have for that one?" She's like, "Because you know, we really didn't do any marketing or promoting." And she's like, "I found this thing on iTunes about new and noteworthy." She's like, "We're not even in that." I said, "I don't even know how to get the stats, Sharon." So I sat down and figured out how to pull the stats. And we had 800 listeners for our first show that I didn't even know we had. And for the second show, we had close to 2,000 listeners.
Wow. So you started it basically, it was birthed out of a need to express. And where is it now? Like, what was the morph of it from those two shows to where it is now? And can you tell our listeners what it looks like when you're looking at Back to Us Radio? What do you see?
Where it morphed from? Well, remember when we first started out, we didn't know what we were doing. So I bought the biggest packages everywhere. So we, you know, we ended up with all of this unused airtime because Sharon and I were only doing two shows a month, and the package that I bought actually gave us 3 hours a day, and I'm like, oh crap,
that's a lot.
That was a lot. Yeah, it was a lot. And you know, and remember, we did this for like 3 months, not even realizing what we had. So I'm sure that our providers, because, and then the other thing that I did was I also bought hosting space on every single place that you could host a podcast. So, you know, I think that was probably the smartest move I ever made, you know, looking in hindsight now, because what that did was as soon as I figured out that we had all of this extra airtime, I turned to Sharon and I said, we need to find people in the community and give this away. And, you know, and Sharon's a Republican at heart. Sharon will micromanage the copper off of a penny.
That's a lot of micromanaging, Sharon.
That's a lot of micromanaging, but that's Sharon, and I love her dearly.
Our little fiscal Republican, we love her.
We love her, I know, right? Where would we be without our fiscal Republicans? But Sharon says to me, well, Anise, rather than giving it away, why don't we just drop down to what we need and just take care of us? You know, we're only doing two shows a month. And I said, no, Sharon, we're not going to do that. I'm going to reach out to people in the community and ask them, you know, if they want to do shows that empower, educate, and enlighten. And we're going to give that space to them for free. She's like, we're going to do this for free. And, I mean, Sharon and I thought about this. And I said, yeah, we're going to do this for free. And I have stood strongly by it, that, you know, we give away what we need the most. You know, Michelle, you said those words to me probably almost 2 years ago now. And when you said it, it just resonated in my spirit, give away what you need the most. So that's what we've done with Back to Us Radio. You know, now we are internationally syndicated in Germany. We have been syndicated in the U.S. since day one because, you know, syndication is simply the number of distribution channels where you are. And, you know, we have almost 300,000 listeners. We average around 4,000 downloads per month. And, you know, I know that some people are like, oh, well, that's not a lot of downloads. But when you are a social advocacy podcast network, that's huge because we're not selling a product. You know, we're not endorsing products, we're not selling products. So for us to have 4,000 downloads per month, that's huge.
It is. It is. Now, Anise, we never travel our journeys alone. You did this with the assistance of other people. So who is your support system and how did you decide who could walk this journey with you?
Oh, my goodness, my support system. You are honestly a huge part of my support system. And, you know, you were there. I call you my accidental on-purpose friend.
Right.
Yeah, my accidental on-purpose friend who turned into my work wife. Imagine that.
Oh, gosh.
You know, you know that you were really the you actually represented a shift for me. Because even in traveling this journey, you know, not traveling it alone, it also meant that I had to leave people behind who I just thought were going to be with me forever. You know, I think that was probably the hardest part. You know, how do I decide who gets to travel the journey with me? It's people who are willing to do the work.
When you say that, do the work, so you've got Sharon, you've got me, we partner, we do a lot of this stuff together. Talk with me about some of your hosts. Like, how did you choose who was going to be a host on the Back to Us Radio Network?
Well, the first thing I did is I didn't go after the people who were really popular. I didn't go after people who had a big following. I didn't go after people who every time they made a post anywhere, they got like 600 likes in 30 seconds. I went after people who were consistent. I went after people who had a message that was bigger than, you know, just what they were doing at the moment that was going to impact something on a national level, you know. And I went after people who were very passionate. And because here's what I've learned, Michelle, and I knew this in school. You know, my best students weren't my A students. My best students were my passionate students. So I wanted people who were passionate about their projects, about their causes, about making a difference. And, you know, and I think to this day we're going into our second year, and we've had less than 0.1% turnover in our host, which is, number one, unheard of in podcasting because most people start a podcast. They get excited about it. They're like, oh, I'm doing a podcast. And they're excited about it for about 5 or 6 months. And then that excitement drops.
Right.
We see that all the time.
Yeah, you see that all the time. You know, all you got to do is pull up iTunes and go through any category, and you'll see, like, 14 or 20 episodes of a show, and then all of a sudden it just flatlines.
It's a lot of work to do a podcast, and it's certainly a lot of work to do a podcasting network. We're not, you don't just manage your message, but you manage the message of all of your hosts. So we have, what, 19 hosts that are on Back to Us Radio now?
We have 19 hosts. We have, you know, you were actually the first one to say yes to me. You were the first pitch I ever did. You were the first host to come on board. Now, you know, I'll admit it did take you a little longer to launch your show, but, you know, that's my type A work wife, Michelle.
Right. I wanted to do it right.
Yeah, you wanted to do it right, and that's what I appreciate the most about not only you but all of our hosts is, you know, rather than put something that's not quality out there, because I have been known to interrupt a podcast in the middle of the podcast and say, you know what, this is not going on air. I need you to go sit down somewhere and figure out what you're doing and why you're doing it, and then come back to me with a new plan. And you
yes,
know,
you will.
Yeah,
you will do that.
And you know, and I only have to do that with our hosts one time before they're like, you know what, Anise, my stuff is not together, so I'm just not even going to do my podcast this week. Okay, I appreciate that. But, you know, I have you, I have Tico Davis, who does Tico's Corner on Monday, the comedian Reggie Jackson, who has been absolutely an amazing champion for us. And
yeah.
Reggie was with the Universal Circus for a number of years, and she's also a published author. And Reggie was the first one to actually take us to the next level in terms of what we're doing now, because Reggie hired her own sound team. And her sound team actually taught me how to improve our audio quality.
Mm.
It takes a team to do this. It really does take a team.
Yes, it does.
It does.
Anise, tell me, you know, as we walk forward in journeys that we're called to do, inevitably we have to leave something behind. What did you have to leave behind to really walk forward in this mission that you have undertaken?
I think the biggest thing that I had to leave behind was my fear.
Mm.
You know, and when I say my fear, I mean my fear of what my vision of success looked like. Because, you know, I mean, Michelle, I got my first PhD at the age of 31. And so for me, my idea of success was, you work hard, you get a PhD, you become the dean of graduate studies, and eventually you become the president of the university. Well, you know, but when my daughter got sick, that idea of what success looked like changed. Then when I got diagnosed with CIDP, which is a progressive autoimmune muscle disease, that idea of success changed again. So, you know, had I held on to the fear of what success looked like, I wouldn't be able to move forward in the life that I'm living now, which is a life of amazing. It looks very different than the life that I imagined, but it's a life of amazing because I have the opportunity to really live my passion and to empower other people.
And I think that kind of goes into my next question, which is how has this whole process changed you? Because we can't do something amazing and great and it not affect us. So how has creating this network changed you?
I think that creating the Back to Us Radio Network, number one, it changed me because it took me out of my comfort zone in a lot of different areas. You know, I mean, for the first time, I didn't have a team of people that I could just say, okay, I need A, B, C, and I just gave it to the team, and the team would bring it back to me. I was the team, you know.
Right.
I had to figure out, you know, when things broke, you know, like when websites broke, I either had to figure out how to fix it or who could I go to that had a little bit more knowledge than me to fix it for me or that could help me. And, you know, I think it pushed me into a place of saying, you know what, I need help. I need you, you know, will you be willing to?
Mm.
And I think for me that was huge. You know, it really was.
It showed you how to be vulnerable with people.
And transparent. Vulnerable and transparent. And I learned a lot, you know, and that's, I always say that I live transparently, and I do. You know, and this whole journey has made me become a lot more transparent. And, you know, and I tell people all the time, I said, if there's a canvas in front of you, you better grab the paintbrush and paint your own picture, because if you give other people the paintbrush, you're not going to like what they paint.
Very true. Very, very true. You know, I've walked this journey with you from the beginning, and I know that it has not always been easy. There have been a lot of joys, a lot of things to celebrate, but it hasn't always been easy. When it gets hard, what keeps you going, Anise?
What keeps me going are our listeners, really, honestly. You know, when I'm sitting up here trying to figure out, oh, my goodness, you know, can I keep us on air another month, or, you know, do I just have to go to the host and say, guys, we've got to pull out, and then I'll get a phone call, or I'll get a tweet, or, you know, like yesterday, I got a text message from a mom that I had helped many months ago with her son, and she was like, you know, just thank you so much for being a resource for me, and you know, she's like, I was sitting in the emergency room with my son, and I downloaded a bunch of your podcasts, and she's like, you and Sharon are hilarious. And, you know, I mean, just stuff like that. You know, it's like, okay, I just need to, and, you know, and I've gotten out of the habit of, you know, I've got to find this for X number of months. Now I'm more of the mindset of, I just need to keep us on air for one more month. And, you know, it's a lot easier to manage doing this for one more month than if I say, okay, I got to find a way to keep us on air for 6 months or 12 months.
Right. You take it one bite at a time.
Yes. I eat the elephant one bite at a time.
That's the best way to eat an elephant, I tell you. Otherwise, you'll get stuffed and you'll get overwhelmed and you can't, and you'll be like, oh, my God, I can't eat any more of this elephant. But when you do, you break it down one bite at a time. It does. It's easy. It's easy to manage. Anise, is there a certain narrative that you're looking to change with Back to Us Radio?
If I could wake up tomorrow and paint my perfect world, it would have interconnected resources for parents of adolescents with mental illnesses. And, you know, it's like I said to one of the parents that I spoke with yesterday, I said, you know, your child is in an inpatient facility getting the help that he or she needs. But, you know, we're out here on the outside, and there's nobody taking care of the parents who have to take care of these children with the mental illnesses.
Mm. The support system just isn't there.
Right. The support system is not there. And, you know, and the support system that is there is piecemeal at best. I mean, it's almost like I call it, you know, people laugh at me when I say this, but when you have a child with a mental illness, you actually go on the underground mental illness railroad. And you have to know which houses are safe to knock on and which houses you just need to pass on by.
Mm, that's a pretty powerful statement. Because not every door out there that opens is meant to help you and your family.
Exactly, exactly. So you have to know who's safe, who's pretending to be safe, and who you just need to leave alone.
Well, I know the parent, you know, I've been in those conversations with you with other parents when they have literally been on, you know, at their wit's end, and the advice that you give and the network that you've created and the resources that you have for parents are just amazing and so needed. I tell you, you need to write a book on navigating the Alice in Wonderland system that you talk about, because there's no real life resources for people. It's kind of every man for himself. You better figure it out. And if you don't figure it out, God help you and your child, because it's just going to be the most frustrating thing probably you'll ever do in your life, trying to save your child. I've been in those conversations with you, so I get the energy and the desperation behind those conversations. In what way can listeners support you right now? How could you use support with Back to Us Radio?
Honestly, you know, since I am so strongly committed to our host not paying anything to be on the Back to Us network, we struggle each month to keep our shows on the air. And I need our listeners to believe in our host. I know that our listeners love our host, but I need our listeners to be willing to donate just a dollar to keep us on air. Because, you know, airtime for podcasts, and especially in the number of markets where Back to Us Radio Network is the most expensive thing that we do. And...
Yeah.
you know, and for almost 2 years now, I've done this by myself, and I can't keep doing it. I need the community to help me help our community by keeping our shows on the air. So there's a donate button on our
website.
Thank you. The word escaped me. See, that's why we're work wives. We finish each other's sentences. Yes, there's a donate button on our website, which is back2usradionetwork.com. And, you know, please, a dollar, that's all we need. We don't need $5 donations. We don't need, you know, most people think when we say the word donate, oh, you need $10, you need $50, you need, no, I just need a dollar. Okay. Well, you know, and you're right, we are not just LGBTQIA. You know, that may be our sexual orientation marker, but we are a social advocacy podcast. And, you know, that simply means that we are the people that everyone comes to when they find themselves in difficult positions and situations, or they find themselves needing someone to champion a cause or a movement or something for them. When there's no one else to help them, they come to us. And we need people to help us so that we can continue to keep our doors open when people say, I need help.
Absolutely. And we operate in the same way that public radio operates, right? So it's through listener donations. It's through business sponsorship. So if you are a business out there and you believe in what we do, if you're a business owner and you enjoy our shows, we ask that you donate. We do. We literally need those donations to keep us on the air each month. And so every dollar that you give would be so appreciated. Not just through us. I mean, we're not willing to look. We don't make a profit off of what we do here. We're not looking to make a profit. It's not. We each have different avenues of income for us. But we do look to be in the black in this and not come out of our pocket and not have to go in debt to keep this on. That's just being a smart business owner. And so if you're a business owner, if you're just a regular listener and you want to donate $1, $5, $10, we would appreciate it. It does, every dollar does help keep us on the air. Anise, what can listeners look forward to here on Back to Us Radio? What are some of the upcoming shows that we've got that we're launching?
Well, thanks to Voice Republic, who picked up all 231 episodes back in August for international syndication in Germany. That opened us up to have 6 different shows in development right now. So there's, you know, and I'm so excited about our new shows because one of them is, it's actually a mental illness awareness show that is going to be working with NAMI, which is the National Alliance of Mental Illness, and I'm so excited about that one, and the host for that one is going to be BJ. I'm doubly excited about your new episode, This Married Life, which covers the first year of marriage. I'm excited about that. And, you know, I'm super excited about it's, a lot of our shows are rebranding, like La Cara and Fitness for the Soul with Kelly Lynn Prime, and even Tico's Corner is doing some rebranding. And what I love about our show's rebranding is it's a sign of growth.
Yeah, because we started with one mission, and as we grow, as our hosts grow, we are able to kind of hone in and see kind of where our strengths are and what we do really well and what we need to cut out. And where we started is not where we are. And under your leadership and under your support, many of us have been able to grow and change our shows to really match our brand. I mean, for me, I started with a live show, and now I have 3 separate segments that are all very different, that are all pre-recorded, that all meet a different audience and need. And I would have never thought to actually put together NPR-type shows that would be distributed in the way that we are working on. So growth is good, and we couldn't have done it without the leadership of Unis. What, for listeners who want to contact you, who want to reach out to you that may have a show idea, may be interested in becoming a host, may want to become a sponsor, how can people reach you?
Oh, let's see. That is very easy, I think. You can reach me on Facebook on Back to Us Radio. That's Back, the number 2, Us Radio. On Twitter, Back, the number 2, Us Radio. On Instagram, Back, the number 2, Us Radio. Are we noticing a theme here?
A little bit.
Our website is the only abnormality to this theme, and the website is Back, the number 2, Us Radio Network.com. If you have a show idea, you can send it to any of those channels, and we will get it. If you have someone who would love to be a guest on the show, send it to those channels, and we will get it. If you are thinking, if you are a social entrepreneur and you want to do your own podcast, you know, send it to those channels, and again, we will get it. And you know, and when you send it, just you know, think in the mind of growth.
Anise, I want to say thank you so much for visiting us today. I know that you're busy. I know that you've got a lot going on, but I just want to say thank you. I believe that you are so inspirational and that the world needs more people like you. So I just want to say thank you for being you and thank you for doing your part to change the world. And thank you for being a guest here on Podcasting for Change here on AGG On Air. I truly appreciate you and I love you dearly.
Thank you, Michelle. You have been an awesome friend, a phenomenal business partner, and an incredible champion. And I could not do this without you. Thank you.
No, I love you, honey. Have a wonderful Sunday, and I will talk with you soon. Thank you so much for tuning in today. I hope that you enjoyed that show. Please reach out to us and let us know that you're listening. You can find us on Twitter and on Facebook under A Girl's Guide. That is spelled AGURLZGUIDE. You can also find us at agirlsguide.org. Please use the hashtag #podcastingforchange. And remember that AGG On Air consists of 3 rotating segments: Letters, Podcasting for Change, and This Married Life. So tune in next week as my wife Teresa and I talk about making room for each other, not just in our hearts, but in our home and in our busy lives. We call it the merge and the purge. So until next time, remember, we do not heal in isolation, but in community. So love on someone a little extra this week. Today's sponsor is Audible.com, a leading provider of spoken audio entertainment and information. Listen to audiobooks whenever and wherever you want. Get a free book when you sign up for a 30-day free trial at audiblepodcast.com/backtous. That is audiblepodcast.com/BACK, the number 2, US.
You have been listening to a recording provided by Voice Republic at http://voicerepublic.com.